MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The East Wing, as well as the colonnade that connected it with the White House residence, are now gone. Demolished to make way for President Trump's massive $300 million ballroom. Folks in D.C., tourists and locals, skeptical. Kevin Wade is visiting Washington with family.
It's not clear who's paying for it. I know he says there's donors, but, you know, I live in Texas and Mexico was going to pay for the wall. And, I mean, so far that hasn't happened.
The White House still hasn't submitted plans for the ballroom to the National Capital Planning Commission. President Trump has called off the federal deployment of Border Patrol agents to San Francisco. That, according to the mayor, the cancellation came after federal agents started arriving in the Bay Area. Those agents were met with dozens of protesters. Some members of the Chicago Board of Education Thursday called on the school district to offer more remote learning options due to the fear among students and families amid the ongoing immigration crackdown that's taking place in the city. This is ABC News. A star athlete in Ohio says he should get paid. He's in high school, and a new lawsuit is leading to a vote on whether that can happen.
Ohio is one of six states that prohibit high school athletes from accepting payments for their name, image, and likeness. Jasmine Brown, in a Dayton suburb, says that rule has cost her son more than $100,000 in potential NIL deals. He's a top college football prospect in the class of 2027. She's suing the state, and now principals will vote on whether to allow NIL payments. A proposal was already rejected in 2022. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The 29-year-old man accused of starting the deadly and destructive Palisades fire in California pleaded not guilty Thursday in a Los Angeles courtroom. Jonathan Rindernecht, a former resident of Pacific Palisades, was arrested in Florida earlier this month. If convicted on all charges, Rindernecht faces up to 45 years in federal prison. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 32 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
92.7 WMDX. Talk radio with more bike lanes.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with Dom Lee, our producer and engineer. Welcome into hour number two of the program. It is Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have everybody along. It is a beautiful day here in downtown Madison, picturesque, Dom, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. It's beautiful.
It's so nice.
Let's take one more quick look out at the old Sam Davidson street cam on the streets down there for those watching the live stream. Look at that. The sun is shining down on the buildings, people mulling about, little yellow leaves falling, light breeze.
Look at that.
Have you got your pumpkin picked out?
I've actually already carved it. It's already been carved.
Really?
And I don't have a picture with me, but it's basically two buck teeth.
Yeah.
Huge eyes, huge nose. That's all it was. I carved the heck out of this pumpkin. It took me like 3 hours.
I want to see it.
I will show it to you.
All right.
I'll show it to you maybe
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right. Very good. All right. Very well. Dom's in. No, we appreciate it. He is usually on the He is still on the John and Gordy show every morning from 6 until 9. Here are 8, right? 6 until 8.
Six till eight.
I gave you another hour.
Well, please no.
You got 2 extra hours today, and he was kind enough to fill in for an under the weather. Sommers today, nothing serious. He'll be back here as soon as he is back on the mend. So appreciate Dom being here, all of you for being here as well. Coming up a little bit later this hour, going to be talking about had to take a little jaunt out to beautiful Richland County and brought back some products. What are your favorite fall Wisconsin products? We'll be asking you that a little bit later on in the segment and perhaps a little bit more serious news as well. But right now, Dom, and this is exciting to have you here in the first week of this brand new segment, time once again for our new segment called Wisconsin Fun Facts.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your jack pine and your birch tree.
That's right, Tom. Let's get to Wisconsin Fun Facts. Do you know what that song is?
What is that song?
Well, it's an Illinoisan. I don't expect you to know, but you did go to school here. It is the official ballad of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, wow. All right, well, you learn something new every day. I feel like I should have known
sung
that.
Sung by Sherry Saracen. And it was made the Wisconsin ballad by the late great legislator Cheryl Elbers, who got that through the legislature. So we play that to talk about the land of Wisconsin, land of beauty. But, Dom, we've adopted you as an Illinoisan
here
in our land of beauty.
Yeah.
All right, Dom, once again, for today's Wisconsin Fun Fact, on October 23rd, 1921, The Green Bay Packers played their first NFL game defeating what were known then as the Minneapolis Mariners 7-6 in front of a crowd of 6,000 people, which now is the number of people at Lambeau Field bathrooms on any given moment during a home game. Oh my. There's an outro, Dom.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's how we play Wisconsin Fun Fact. You got into the fact.
I did, yes. I really did get into
it. Have you been to a game at Lambeau? Are you a Bears fan?
I am a Bears fan, and I actually went to the game the last season, the last game, where it was Bears versus Packers.
Oh, really?
And
did you go to the bathroom?
I did go to the bathroom, yes.
Long line.
Very long line.
Which are the better bathrooms, Lambeau or Soldier Field?
I would say Lambeau.
Yeah.
I would say Lambeau. Soldier Field, that's why they're coming up with a new
They're going to be the Arlington Heights Bears soon.
They are, yes.
The Arlington Heights Bears.
I don't know
Heights
how I feel
Bears.
About that.
Well, they're not the Chicago Bears anymore.
Yeah.
My former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, from beautiful Arlington Heights, Illinois. That's a beautiful part of the state. It's just not Chicago.
Right, yeah. And people are going to have to commute like if they're in downtown. So I don't know how many people are going to be able to show up to the game on every given Sunday. So
it's going to be a problem.
It might be a problem, yes. But that's just the Bears' problem. So,
Oh, well, you know, that's why you got to spend more time at Lambeau Field.
Exactly.
Did the Packers win?
The Packers lost on a game-winning field
goal. Oh, that
was
that game.
Yes, it was the last game.
That was a ridiculous
game.
But
I love Lambeau Field. It does remind me of Soldier Field.
A little bit,
atmosphere. All the fans rooting. It's a great time.
I've only been to one event at Soldier Field, and it was this is how old I am. The 1996 World Cup game.
Wow,
Germany versus somebody.
No way.
It was very beautiful.
To a World Cup game.
I went to a World Cup game in 1996.
Well, I heard that the World Cup is coming back to the States.
So they say. Yeah. Donald Trump doesn't mess it up. All right. Very good. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with
time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard at all 10 news, talk, sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. All right, Dom. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. Today, because of this time of year, well, maybe all times of year, but a lot of you're constantly being bombarded with, oh, sign up for this, sign up for that. You know, like sign up for the Civic Media Today newsletter.
I didn't think you were going to go there, but.
Which, by the way, you should.
Yes.
If you're a listener. But today's category, what's worse, rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Oh. Rewards programs. Or email sign-up forms for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Are we streaming to all those platforms, by the way?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's
we
great.
Are streaming
nicely
to all
done.
Of them. Yes.
Jeez, even filling it.
Check,
you got,
check,
you
check,
got
check.
Us on all the platforms? That's great. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate that. So for those watching on the card, you've got the My McDonald's Rewards for the rewards program. And on the right, one of these things you get all the time saying, you know, oh, please sign up for our email. And this annoys me. I don't know why. I shouldn't let little things. First world problems, right? But now when I don't go to McDonald's a lot. Culver's is my fast food place of choice. Mm. Except Culver's most don't do breakfast. And so if I'm on the road, for my money, a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit at McDonald's is hard to beat.
It really is. It really is. And actually, just about 2 hours ago, I went to McDonald's.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I got a Big Mac meal. So. Oh. Yeah,
your Big Mac of choice.
And, yeah.
Well, when you go through the drive-thru now, you know, it's like an automated thing. It says, hello, will you be using the McDonald's app today? Mm-hmm. And I think, well, no, I'm going through the drive-thru. Why are they asking me? If I wouldn't be using it. I mean, I guess can you use the app and then go through the drive-thru to pick it up? Are people that lazy?
I think you can do that. I've never done it before, but that does sound like laziness at its finest.
And so I say, the computer asks me that in a pre-recorded thing, I say, no, thank you. And then it comes, and so it's very cheery. It's like, will you be using the McDonald's app today?
Yeah.
I say, no, thank you. Well, McDonald's, what do you want? I mean, it's very depressing. The same cheeriness isn't reciprocated in the live person.
Exactly. You come after, like, come home from like a hard day at work.
Right.
You know, you get McDonald's, go through the drive thru, and then it's just super upbeat. And then you're like, I don't want to deal with this right now. I don't want to.
Right. Yeah. I just want a real person. You understand?
Yes.
So anyway, rewards programs, like signing up for McDonald's rewards or whatever, a rewards program or email sign-up forms. What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Also, text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. At the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. By the way, very quickly, and many thanks to Carol here in our office for helping keeping us up to date. Last half hour, we gave you the breaking news out of Milwaukee that the Milwaukee Area Technical College downtown campus was put on lockdown. We can now report to you an update courtesy of WISN Television Channel 12 in Milwaukee, saying that as of 2:40, this afternoon, MATC Director of Public Relations Daryl Fortune tells 12 News they got an all clear. The cause of the lockdown remains unclear. This is a developing story. We'll keep you updated as new details are being released. But again, according to Channel 12 in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Area Technical College lockdown has now been lifted and the all clear has been given. So that is certainly good news. Way too often these days, things like that end in tragedy. So certainly glad that things seem to be in order and safe at the MATC campus in downtown for all of our listeners at WAUK Milwaukee and Waukesha. What's worse today? We want to know. Give us a call. It's 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms. Rewards programs or email sign-up forms. Let us know what your thoughts are on that. Dom, do you have a particular thought on that?
I would say what's worse is email sign-up forms. I think.
Really?
That's what I think.
Any particular reason?
Because I just get bombarded with them every single day. And, you know, my parents tell me, you got to get rid of them. You got to get rid of them. Sometimes there's important stuff in there, but I can't tell because there's a bunch of random sign up emails. It's just bad. It's just bad. And I have a couple reward programs for, like, Jimmy John's and stuff like that.
All right.
So I do use rewards sometimes.
And this is why I love them. Hang on. Let me see. Where to put my wallet, Dom? I've lost my wallet, Dominic. I have it right here. This is yet another reason why I love Wonder State Coffee here in Madison, Wisconsin, because this is their rewards program. A paper card that goes in my pocket, and they initial it, and after I buy whatever 10 cups of coffee, I get one free. There's no app. There's no password. I don't have to download anything. It's just a friendly little piece of paper that says, there you go.
Wow.
So PJ watching on YouTube says, Quick Trip rewards card is great. And I'm sure it is. I have one.
I do too.
But I've never activated it.
I did.
Really?
I never
had. I feel like I go in, they say, do you have rewards? And I sometimes I'll be like, I did. It's in my truck somewhere. I give you a new one. And I'm like, no, I don't need another one. I've got one already. Well, I give you a new one. No, I'm because they probably get, you know, points. They probably, there's an internal competition to sign people up for quick trip rewards. You understand? I've got one. It's buried in the bowels of my truck somewhere. It's under, you know, a Culver's cup somewhere. I just have to activate it.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to say no to them, you know? I'm like, oh, all right.
It's much like my dating life. I have one. I just have to activate it. This is more than Dom signed up for, you understand, today. He did not expect
to
get all of this. What's worse, rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I have a couple of texts coming in off the line. We'll share those with you on the other side. And Dom and I will taste test one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Rochelle County. We will sample the one, the only Cider Donuts from Oakwood. You're not going to want to, I'm sure you will have any for you, but we'll tell you what it's like. Come on back. It's the Almost Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your GPS on John Nolan Drive.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Well, kids, there it is. Capital City.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are in the capital city, the state of Wisconsin. Thank you, Homer. Thank you, Dom. Dom Lee springing the tunes today as our producer and engineer in for Mr. Zomers today. Appreciate it. Well done, Dom.
Thank you.
Like that very much. It's 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along here on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are asking you today's What's Worse? Today's category. It has to do with our rewards programs. There we go. Rewards programs and email sign-up forms. What's worse? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about, you know, Quick Trip has rewards. I have a Quick Trip rewards. Dom has one. I have not activated mine yet.
Neither have I.
I don't know where. It's somewhere in my trunk. Tony from on YouTube. Tony says, I've gotten baseball tickets from Quick Trip Rewards. I didn't know you could do that.
Wow.
Thank you, Tony.
Wow.
He also says, you don't need a card. It's just your number. That's the problem, Tony. I don't remember the number. PJ, watching on YouTube, says, I get free bananas with the Quick Trip Rewards card after a certain amount of purchases. Yes. We get some bananas. We get some bananas today. Hey, thank you. Appreciate that, PJ. What else we got here? Tony also says, I hate email signups. Worst thing by a mile. Very good. Also, a viewer, is it Soup? Soup says on YouTube, says, whenever someone asks me if I have a rewards card, I say, no, thank you. Because it cuts off their second question, do you want one? While also sounding like I'm thanking them for asking. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What's worse, email sign-up forms or reward programs? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dolores, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Dolores, thanks for calling. Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? What's worse?
I think I'm going to say email sign-up. I do have rewards. You know, several types, like DX, you know, the store, you know, the sports store.
Oh, DX Sports, yeah.
Yeah, DX Sports, yeah. So, I just signed up for that one, like, last week.
Very good.
You want to sign up for one? And I was like, okay, yeah, I think I'm coming here too often. I, you know, matter what I want to get, you know, $5 discount every whatever amount of money you spend there. So, yeah, I'm one of those big ones with rewards. I think I have, like, I don't know how many apps in my phone for rewards.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right.
What? Go ahead.
I think if you know how to use them, you can get a lot of things for free, you know.
No, rewards are great, and I appreciate you giving us that. What I'm writing it right now, Dick's Rewards. Now, that's what I could sign up for. I think it would work out.
Yeah, I almost signed up for Dick's Sporting Goods Rewards as well, because I had one right by my house. So I thought,
really?
Hey, there we go. Maybe I should do it. Right. So,
very good. What's worse? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Dom, what do you say? What's worse? Bottom line.
Email sign-up forms.
Yeah. I rarely use – because the I'm being thrown off by the card here, the visual, because I don't think I have any rewards programs on my phone, so I would say email sign-up forms. I get inundated with those all the time.
Right.
So, I'm going to agree. Email sign-up forms are worse.
Yeah, I agree.
All right,
agree.
Very good. All right, let's. Do we have anything else on the old texter line here? What else we have? Robert in Madison, listening on MDX, says if you don't have a card on you, it's just your phone number will do. Really?
That I did not know.
I did not know that. Oh, look, Tony on YouTube also says you don't know your phone number. Really? No one ever explained that to me. My Quick Trip Rewards is my phone number? I'm done. We can shut the show down, and there's nothing else I can do here today. That's the best piece of information on this show all day. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that. Did you know that, Tom?
I didn't even know. I had no idea. This whole rewards
thing. This is why I love this show, because you learn so much from our great listeners. Len in Madison on MDX says the email sign-up forms are probably worse. I avoid both and would rather give up any possible savings to avoid the tracking strategies. What do you think of those huge data centers are for? There you go. See, they want to track you. Want to know what you're doing, where you're at. Big brother. All right, when we come back, we're going to transition a little bit into fall adventures, a little news. I want to take time in the next half hour. It's a disturbing video. You're going to hear the audio, too, of a United States postal worker who was detained by ICE, which is just absurd to me and sad, but I think it's important that we hear it. But we're also going to spend a little time on what is your favorite fall food or fall Wisconsin product, because I went to Oakwood Fruit Farm, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, in Richland County this morning. I had to run up there with a friend to get some a large 10 gallons of cider, and I brought Dom, he's holding it up there, I brought him best caramel apples in the world.
So good.
You haven't tried it yet, but they
I just know
good.
It's
they're great. They're great caramel apples up there, Oakwood. I also brought us back, Dom, here we are, one of these great cider donuts. Apologies to those listening and watching. Light, fluffy, appley, sugary, fantastic. What do you think, Dom?
It doesn't get much better than this.
Right?
It doesn't get much better than this.
You got apple cider donuts. You got the Hall of Fame apple cheddar beef sticks. What else we got here? Driftless Gold maple syrup from Richland County and from Lodi. Roadside Market cranberry apple butter. What's your favorite fall Wisconsin food? We'll discuss that on the other side. A little serious news as well. Stay with us. Dom's on the board. I'm on the mic. You're across Wisconsin. We love having you along. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned now. Pam Yonke and her team, Midwest Farm Report.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX, because cows can't host talk shows.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The East Wing, as well as the colonnade that connected it with the White House residence, are now gone, demolished to make way for President Trump's massive $300 million ballroom. Folks in D.C., tourists and locals, skeptical. Kevin Wade is visiting Washington with family.
It's not clear who's paying for it. I know he says there's donors, but, you know, I live in Texas and Mexico was going to pay for the wall. And, I mean, so far that hasn't happened.
The White House still hasn't submitted plans for the ballroom to the National Capital Planning Commission. President Trump has called off the federal deployment of Border Patrol agents to San Francisco. That, according to the mayor, the cancellation came after federal agents started arriving in the Bay Area. Those agents were met with dozens of protesters. Some members of the Chicago Board of Education Thursday called on the school district to offer more remote learning options due to the fear among students and families amid the ongoing immigration crackdown that's taking place in the city. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some controversy from people who get their feelings hurt very easily about Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show. Shakira has come out and says she is totally in favor of the show and says it's about time they asked him. Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2020 in Spanish, and no one seemed to have an issue with it. The Hips Don't Lie singer says she can't wait to see the show. You gotta love E! News, where you find headlines like Khloe Kardashian shares a surprising update on her sex life. Oh yes, the tea was spilled on the first episode of season 7 of The Kardashians. I've got a lot of catching up to do. Kardashian said during the episode she hasn't had sex in 3 years, but it was also revealed her sister has a new libido gummy line. What a coincidence. I never expected the Kardashians to be hawking a product. I saw this information on Yahoo Entertainment, which labeled the article an 8-minute read. It was about 4 paragraphs. I felt pretty good coming in just under 7.5 minutes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 32 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be in the studio with a look at local music with the Max Inc. preview.
And pretty soon, the John and Gordy East Wing costume will be available.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland. Rednecks in trailers with families, and we are going to Cheeseland. And my traveling companions, a plumber by trade, he's a brewer's man from way back. And I know that when we're gone, that we both will tie one on in Cheeseland.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom Lee filling in for Zomers on the board, dialing that up. By the way, it's 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Dom, I take that as not Paul Simon.
That is not okay. Paul Simon.
All right, well, who is that? I like that.
I don't know. I have no idea. I just found it here and, you know, decided to play it and it worked out.
That's what I like. Somebody just says, I have no idea if this is going to work, but let's try it.
Take a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Nicely done. I like that. I like that a lot.
I'll send it to you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Welcome back to Cheeseland. We're talking about Cheeseland here because this morning had to make a quick run up to my home county, Richland County in southwest Wisconsin. Went to one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media. Advertise on WRCO and WRCE in southwest Wisconsin. Great family-owned business, Oakwood Fruit Farm in southwest Wisconsin. And if you have not been there, you want to take a drive this weekend, get in your vehicle. Heck, I don't take a horse and buggy if you're Amish. Do Amish listen to what's our demo with the Amish right now? Is it high? I'm not sure.
I think it's high, yeah.
High. Right. They listen. It's run by goats on treadmills out in Amish country. No, if you're listening, get to Oakwood Fruit Farm in southwest Wisconsin because you go up there and they've got, well, here, I'll show you. They've got these great caramel apples. When I brought back one for Dom and for my son, Lukester. Luxor has been on me to, when are you going to bring me back some of this stuff? Well, today was the day. Also brought back a WRCO, one of our great stations out there. They do this great auction every year. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for cancer patients in Richland County, southwest Wisconsin, to get them to appointments, to support them with food. It's a great, great organization, Walk with Grace, and they have a Walk with Grace radio auction. And I was helping out with that this year. And so one of the items, Oakwood Fruit Farm donated 3 dozen apple cider donuts. And I was the winning bidder on that. So I cashed in a couple of those today. I brought them back. So you got apple cider donuts. They're fantastic. Also, we had from Oakwood, we had the Driftless Gold maple syrup from Viola, not far from the family farm. And Roadside Market Cranberry Apple Butter from Lodi, Wisconsin. Not in Richland County, but they sell it up there. And also, I stopped at Prem's Meats, one of our other great sponsors on Civic Media in Spring Green. Beautiful Spring Green. And got some Hall of Fame beef. Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame got the hat on as well. Because our beef support, our beef farmers right now, under assault from the Trump administration. They're trying to bring in foreign beef.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Do you know where that's from?
I don't. Where's that from?
I love the fact you don't know where it's from.
I have no idea.
So back in the late 80s or early 90s, before you were a glimmer in your parents' eyes, mm-hmm. Wendy's had an ad campaign, and this old woman would roll up with her old woman friends in the car at the drive-thru at Wendy's and say, "Where's the beef?"
Where's the beef?
Yeah, that's it. And then, so the tagline, you know, we've got the beef or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And now Arby's kind of ripped it off with, you know, we have the meats.
Wow.
But before we had the meats, Wendy's had the beef.
I'm learning so much on this program. Wow.
So I got the Joe Thomas Hall of Fame beef sticks, apple cheddar sticks here. And so it was a good time had by all. And the great thing, when you go to an orchard in Wisconsin this time of year, you can share it. It's a great place to to shop for the holidays. Shop early because my friend, she picked up some their tea bags, but they have mulling spices in it for apple cider because a lot of us, you know, that are lonely and sad and live depressed lives. Those of us who are not Italian stallions and have people pounding our doors to go out with us, like Dom Lee, so we can't. We're not going to brew up a whole kettle of cider on our own. So we put, you know, just a little bit of apple cider in a mug and these tea bags for the cider.
Right.
You put them in there and you put it in the microwave and there you got your individual apple cider.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at you.
So you got the mulling spices. They got candles. They got something for everybody.
Oh man, it sounds like Home Goods. That's kind of what it sounds like. Wow.
And the great thing about it is it's Wisconsin made products.
Wow.
So
wow.
Dom, when you go, have you been to a Wisconsin orchard?
I've never been. I feel like I should go and then go home and tell my parents all about it.
You could be a hero.
I would one up them so much.
You could take your significant other out to the orchard.
Exactly. Yes, and she's been wanting to go as well. So that's perfect.
She would be impressed. Let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not that you're not impressive.
Italian stallion.
There is no season to that. But no, she'd be impressed if you took her out to a nice place like that. So, and it's a great drive. The colors in Southwest Wisconsin are beautiful. So the question is, what is your favorite orchard fall Wisconsin project? Product. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite Wisconsin product? Now, Ollie, you were on the phone, and then we had a problem. You got cut off. So, Ollie, call us back. We'll take your call next. Ollie in the Northwoods, give us a call. What's your favorite Wisconsin fall product? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. By the way, we're talking about Parker Olson, our other great producer here in the morning for Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. The fact that he is not a coffee drinker. He drinks water at 5 o'clock in the morning, and God love him for it. He says, I said he should be part of a study. He says, I gladly participate in a scientific study. I've never drank anything just for the caffeine. Someday I'll get converted, but not today. No, honestly, Parker, you could be that awake, that on it with water. God bless you.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than having a couple cups of coffee.
855-752-4842. Let's go to Brett in Brown Deer, listening on WAUK Milwaukee. Brett, what is your favorite or top product of the fall from Wisconsin?
Oh, Todd, well, they're gone now after a family owned like 130 years. Mm-hmm. But it was up in Port Washington, Ewig's.
Ooh, Ewig's. They had
smoked salmon.
Really?
That with cheese and crackers with a little bit of smoked salmon and a pap. It's the full Yotter Hay special.
You're making me hungry, Brett.
I miss it.
Wow, but they're no longer there, you're saying. All right, well, I'll tell you, he had to go. I'm sorry. Dom, I mean, this is like, you got Italian on the board. It's like the mafia. You're gone.
You're in and out.
Ollie in the Northwoods, 855-752-4842. Ollie, what's your favorite Wisconsin product, my friend?
Well, I like hot cider. I like to have it at night before bed to warm you up and help you sleep, just with a little bit of cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, nice.
Heat it up.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Wonderful. But I had a suggestion for your yesterday's question about the
what's worse, or
the shower? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby shower or wedding shower?
Yeah, because you didn't know what to give them.
Oh.
Well, I got to thinking afterwards. I should have told you that you could give them a certificate for some of your friends. Kobe beef steaks and a bottle of wine for either one of them, and
that would be
a wonderful gift.
Ollie, you're amazing. I probably shouldn't give that for the baby shower, but for the bridal shower, yeah.
Well, it's kind of a nice because they could have it for like they never will. Once they have a baby, they're never going to get another night out. So
that's
either
good.
Way,
yeah.
That's a great gift.
You're amazing. Thanks, Holly. Have a great day up there in the Northwoods. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite Wisconsin fall product? Yes, we have not heard from him in forever. He's back on the line. It is Chico in Rio. Chico, welcome back to the program. What's your favorite food, my friend, for the fall?
Caramel apple with nuts.
With
caramel
nuts.
Caramel apple with nuts. Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Great choice.
Yeah, I got one of the few things I don't like with nuts, caramel apples. I like it, just a plain caramel apple. But, no, it's fair. You have a favorite orchard you go to, Chico?
We used to go to Sky High over with the Baraboo. It's
oh, yeah.
Beautiful drive. Of course, the Baraboo Bluffs are over there.
Yep.
But there's also one that's pretty close to where I live called Lapachek's, which is also a good orchard. I mean, it's a great family activity to get out there and look at the apples, and there's lots of samples and corn mazes. It's a great time of the year to be in Wisconsin, that's for sure.
Is it really? It really is. Thanks, Chico. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you again, my friend. That's great. Dom, you have a favorite fall? I mean, you've only been in Wisconsin. Well, you've been 4 years, right, in Oshkosh.
Almost going on five
But
now.
You've never gone to an orchard in Wisconsin.
Never. And I would say my favorite part is the donuts.
Yeah.
It is the donuts.
Right.
I like the warm donuts, you know.
Yeah.
You can never get it better at any at an orchard, you know what I mean?
And they're made with real apple cider.
Real apple, yes.
Not apple flavoring.
Yes.
There's no artificial products in this.
Oh,
it's just, you know, goodness. It's
yes.
Goodness and love.
This weekend I'm going to go. I'm going to take you up on that.
Yeah, we'll set you up. We'll make sure it's a beautiful drive out to Oakwood Fruit Farm and get yourself some cider donuts and a good time, as my former teacher likes to say, a good time had by all. Ken Lewis, 7th grade, does social studies. We were getting short on the hour, and we were, I don't know, like a Mongolian war or something. So basically, they got together, and they beat the crap out of each other, and everybody died, and a good time was had by all. And you know, the bell rang, and that was it. Remember, Dom, you're never so poor you can't pay attention.
There we go. Wow. I'm learning more and more stuff. I've said this, I think, every segment.
So. It's just ridiculous. All right, but we got a couple minutes here to kill before the break. My birthday was this week, and the office, you and yourself included, was so kind. One of the gifts I got was, this is great, incredibly pointless trivia. A box of incredibly pointless trivia. So this is great now.
Wow.
But we have a couple of minutes that we got to take care of here.
Let's do it.
All right. Here now. From the trivia box, here's a question, Dom. The University of Victoria offers a course focused on Batman. What is the class called? The University of Victoria offers a course focused on Batman. What is the course called?
What is the course called?
Well, I'll give you multiple choice.
Yes.
A, Intro to Batman. C, Batman, A History. C, How to Draw Batman, or D, The Science of Batman?
How to Draw Batman, C. Final answer.
Close.
Okay. It's too confident.
No, I would have thought because, well, it's a drawing course, right?
Yeah.
You know, art course. No, correct answer, D, The Science of Batman.
That was my second option, I said.
Really?
I promise, yeah.
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 So I'm not really sure if they're really... I mean, what are they really, the science of one of the actors? I mean, a bat, or why he is a bat? Or is it like, is it a coy phrase like the science of Batman? It's actually about actual bats.
It might be about actual bats, yeah. And it's just a play on words.
See, that's no good at all. Because I'd sign up for a course about Batman.
I would too.
Right?
I would too. I wish they had that in my college course.
All right, come on back. Going to turn a page and come back and play you actual audio of a United States Postal Service driver who was detained by ICE. Not going to want to miss it on the All Balls Show in 7.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming.
The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Madison knows how to mix it up. College town energy, capital debates, and neighbors who care about their city. At 92.7 WMDX, we bring it all together with news, talk, and plenty of personality. This is radio made in Madison for Madison. WMDX. Local voices, real news, great conversation.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The John and Gordy Show.
Give us a jingle. What do you got for us, Dick? What do you got for us, Charles?
We have CG on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us?
We have Matt on the phone.
Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Your callers are the spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very much for that comment.
We have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their two cents in. This is fantastic stuff.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tahlable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. A check of weather, I can tell you it's nice, although frost on the pumpkin tonight. If you got any flowers outside, Dom, cover them up or take them in, because it's going to get a killing frost, as they say.
Oh,
man. 32, 33 degrees. Northern Wisconsin has already happened, of course.
And I'm sure tomorrow morning is going to be freezing, you know, going in. And oh, man.
Cover your pumpkins.
I will. I'll cover my pumpkins.
Very good. And then after weather, our great friend and colleague, great best in the business at sports, Mike Clemens, will be in with another great check of sports. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, our friend and ongoing contributor, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football and a veteran of the NFL, Brady Ewing, is going to be here because, you know, there's nothing going on over on Monroe Street right now. Nothing to see here. We'll get into a little bit of the Coach Fickell situation, Badger football, and well, Brady's a big outdoors guy as well, so we'll talk about fall with Brady tomorrow as well. Hope you will join us then. And coming up after news, weather, and sports here for another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6. Stay tuned as Maggie will keep you informed and entertained until 6, and then all the entertainment in the world for our friend Pete Schwabe and Nightlight from 6 until 8. All right, I want to play this. A little long, so we'll kind of reset it here. But this is a video posted on TikTok of an actual United States Postal Service worker. And he posted this after he got detained by ICE this week. I just want you to listen to this. It doesn't really need a lot of commentary from me. Just listen. Here's the postal, U.S. postal worker on being detained by ICE.
I almost got detained by an ICE agent on my mail route. All right, man. So look, I swear I never thought I would be in a position to get deported from the country that I was born in. So, like, I'm out here doing my mail route as usual, just trying to finish up the day. And the next thing I know, like, it's an ICE agent, like, telling me to put my hands where he can see them. So at first, I thought it was like a joke or something. I'm like, sir, like, you know, I'm with the U.S. Post Office. I'm literally at work. But he not laughing. He, like, circling around me, like, what country I'm from, where was I born, and if the vehicle was mine. So I pull out my little ID, whatever, and, you know, I show him my work scanner. I even show him, like, my little mail keys, whatever. So he's still not buying the lie. He like, you know, it's a federal offense to impersonate a postal worker, right? Bro, my heart dropped as soon as he said that. Like, how do you even prove, like, you work somewhere when the person doesn't want to believe you? So the next thing I know, another agent walk up, hand near his holster, and I'm just standing there with my mail bag, like, halfway open, like, sir, like, these are bills and coupons, like, not contraband. So they starting to ask if I got documentation proving if I'm a U.S. citizen. I said, yeah, like, my birth certificate, like, it's at home. And one of them radios in, and I hear him say, possible impersonator claims he's USPS. That's when I realized, like, okay, they, like, dead serious. So I had to get him my supervisor number, like, on the spot, and they actually called my station. And thank God my supervisor answered. She like, oh, yeah, Brian, like, he's one of our carriers.
Like, right, stop it there. Please. Thank you. I just want to reset this because it's a little long. This is an actual video. The video, clearly the guy has a U.S. Postal Service hat on. He's in a U.S. Postal Service truck and walking through any neighborhood like Wisconsin with his mailbag. And these ICE guys try to arrest him. Finish the story. Here he is once again.
And the agent just looked at me for a second, nodded, and goes, next time wear your full uniform. And then walked off just like nothing happened. Just like messed my whole morning up, bro. So I don't know, y'all. At this point, I just sat back in my truck for a minute just thinking like, yo, it's crazy how like things can just like flip instantly. Like one second you delivering people's mail and next second you explaining like why you exist here. I don't know, y'all. That was a crazy situation. Like, since that day, like, I don't step foot outside. I try to have my full uniform on, have my badge on. I don't got it right now, whatever. But, I mean, because out here, like, being a federal worker don't always protect you. So, I don't know. That's crazy. What y'all think I should do, chat?
On his TikTok, U.S. Postal Service worker having to prove that he was a U.S. citizen, having to call in to his supervisor and prove. In any neighborhood, Wisconsin, we all know, especially rural mail carriers, oftentimes they'll wear a hat only or a jacket. But you know, these days you don't see the full red, white, blue Postal Service uniform on. And this guy has a bag of mail going through a neighborhood and almost gets detained. We have now arrived in the United States of America. We have arrived at show me your papers. And I think that's a sad day. And it's why we have to keep fighting together, why we have to keep hanging together, going to peaceful rallies, like the No Kings rallies, and get together every afternoon from 2 to 4 to celebrate what does make us great, like orchards in Wisconsin, and like great colleagues like Dom Lee.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Appreciate you filling in today, Dom.
Yeah, I appreciate you. It was fun.
It was a blast having you here. Best of wishes to Zomers. Hope he feels better soon. And to all of you for listening, appreciate you having us, or having all of you with us on a Thursday afternoon. Fun show. Great talking about Wisconsin products and bringing a little news as well. Be back tomorrow. Brady Ewing will be here talking about Wisconsin sports athletic, particularly the football program. What's the future there? And we won't talk all about football. We'll talk about a little bow hunting action and just being out in the woods. in Wisconsin. It's my favorite time of year in this wonderful, great state that we call home. Thanks, everybody. Tyler Ball say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Tom. Maggie's next. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. An FBI sting sweeps up sports stars and mobsters.
An NBA coach and a star player among more than 30 people indicted in a pair of illegal gambling cases that prosecutors say put pro basketball in bed with the mob. Federal prosecutors say the mafia paid Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and former Cleveland Cavaliers player Damon Jones to lure unsuspecting victims to high-stakes poker games in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The mobsters called the celebrity athletes face cards, and the victims, fish.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The White House East Wing, built under Theodore Roosevelt, expanded by FDR, and now destroyed by President Trump so he can proceed with building his $300 million ballroom. President Trump saying on a social media feed that he's terminating trade talks with Canada because of television ads opposing the U.S. tariffs that he says misstated the facts. This is ABC News. A chain reaction.